My name is Tom Donnelly, and I live in Ravenna. And my question is, if you want to escape the winter blues, how far do you have to go? And where do you go? Do you go east or west? Don't want to go north. We know what's up there. But that was my curiosity in this.
That's a listener question from our local Wonder Project, and a pretty timely one considering how much rain we've gotten. How far and in what direction do you have to travel away from Seattle to get a full day of sunshine? We want to hear your answers to that question. Call us at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-5869. And KUOW's Emily Fox, you've been trying to answer Tom Donnelly's question for him. Hi.
Hello. Yes. So, For Local Wonder, we have three questions. People vote. And I remember in the promo, this was the last question. I was like, I love this question.
Why?
Because every single morning, I have to put together the weather forecast. And like today, I said, there's a good chance of rain today. But all day, I've been looking out the window, and it's been pretty sunny. So I feel like I'm letting people down. Also, I am a sun seeker. I make daily decisions based on the weather. I have a personal weather app outside of giving people the weather forecast in the morning. I probably look at my phone weather app about 5 times a day. It tells me if I can take a run after work and not get poured on, if I need to wear my rain pants while biking to work that day. And then every single weekend, I have different plots around Washington State, you know, from eastern Washington to up to Bellingham, or maybe if I want to go down to Portland, to kind of figure out what's happening in the weather, and that will decide what I do each weekend. So like Tom, I totally want to know where these places are. Where do I need to go?
Well, and part of your curiosity means that you're actually here to ask for help. So what are you looking for?
So I want people to try to answer this question. There's so many ways to go about answering this. And so I'm so curious for you who's listening right now, how would you go about figuring this out? What do you think the answer is?
Call us with your answer, please. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-5869. Again, the question is, how far outside of Seattle do you have to go and in what direction to get a full day of sunshine? Emily, you've been asking listeners this question for a couple of days now. You've received a few comments on Facebook. So what has the response been?
So what I love to hear is people go, why are you even asking this question? We are in Seattle. You know we are in Seattle. You signed up for this. But we do have a lot of people talking about the Cascades and generally rain shadows, right? We have the Olympic rain shadow. So some people said, head to Port Townsend, head to Squim. And then you have the Cascade rain shadow. So they said, maybe Yakima. And so we had a comment specifically from Dave O'Hearn, and he said, head east to Ellensburg, then south to Yakima, then south to Goldendale until it's sunny to your satisfaction.
Wow.
And I loved that specific response. So we called up Dave to get a little more information. And he says he definitely likes the sun more.
I went to Wazoo because I was tired of all the rain in Seattle from growing up here. But I find now that I've graduated and I'm an adult, I find I'm more willing to tolerate winters of rain than I am with snow. So I don't mind Seattle so much anymore, but I still like sun better than rain.
So we wanted to talk with Dave because he shared this very interesting Washington Post article. It uses data from the Centers for Disease Control. They get that data from NASA. And so what NASA does is basically they take these satellites and track how much sun, and they track how much sun based on kilojoules of solar radiation. So now we're getting really nerdy with this answer.
Wow.
And there's a map of the United States. For every single county in the U.S., it tells you how many kilojoules of solar radiation. So as you can imagine, the farther north you go, the more blue the color is, meaning the less kilojoules of solar radiation. So they take into effect how far away you are from the equator, how much sun you get, how much air pollution is in the air. So basically they found that the lowest amount of kilojoules of solar radiation is in Island County here in Washington State. The most is in Imperial County, California, near Baja. So let's say Island County has about 13,000 kilojoules of solar radiation per square meter. Imperial County, California has about twice as much, and we're pretty close to Island County. Here in King County, we have 14,000 kilojoules of solar radiation per square meter. So we're getting really science-y, really in the weeds with this. So there's so many different ways to ask this question and answer it.
And if you want to look at that interactive map that Emily is talking about, we're tweeting a link out to that now. So, okay, Island County gets just under 13,000 kilojoules of solar radiation. King County gets about 14,000 kilojoules. I don't know what that means, but we have someone here who does know what that means. State climatologist Nick Bond, hi.
Hey there.
What's a kilojoule of solar radiation?
Well, it's a unit of energy. And so it's what NASA is doing is basically summing up all that solar energy that's mostly in the visible part of the spectrum that's hitting in various spots across the U.S. And again, basing it on what they're seeing from satellites.
So is there any, am I going to notice a difference between 13,000 kilojoules of solar radiation and 14,000 kilojoules? Like if I go to Island County, am I going to think this is even darker than King County?
Well, you'll probably notice it. There's a lot of variability from day to day and even year to year. I have to give props to Dave, though, because he mentioned Goldendale. Klickitat County is the sunniest county in Washington State.
So that's one possible answer to this question of how far outside of Seattle you should go to get a full day of sunshine.
That being said, there's no guarantees. It's not like every day is completely sunny there. And so it kind of depends on the weather situation we're in. But still, your odds are better there.
We're asking this question how far you have to go outside of Seattle and in which direction to get a full day of sunshine. We've gotten answers from listeners. We'd love to hear from you as well at 206-543-5869. George in Olympia, where do you go?
I go east. I like to go over Snoqualmie Pass and go to Ellensburg.
Ellensburg. Okay. So how often are you headed there for your sunshine fix?
Oh, I probably go and fish the Yakima River. I try to go once a month, every other month.
I will say I looked at the weather forecast for Ellensburg this weekend because I was wondering if I could get out of town myself. There's not a lot of sun promised in Ellensburg this weekend. So do you have a backup plan?
Ooh, further east.
Further east?
Further east across the Columbia.
Okay, fair enough. George, thank you so much. So, Nick Bond, as long as we have you here, where do you go to get a sunshine fix?
Well, again, it's kind of weather dependent. And yeah, you use the mountains kind of for protection. And so it depends. There are times when the winds are from the southwest where Sequim, Port Townsend is a good bet. Other times, actually, the south side of the Olympics that are, really rainy at times can be okay. And so Shelton, among the cities in the Puget Sound area, gets a little bit more sun in the winter than some other spots.
Okay. I also know something about you, though, Nick Bond. I know that you're not necessarily a sun person. You're a rain person.
Well, yeah. I love the rain. And it's, again, like you mentioned earlier, if you live in the Seattle area, you got to expect some clouds. And it keeps our skin looking so smooth and youthful, right? So it's all good.
We're asking the question how far you have to go outside of Seattle and in which direction to get a full sunny day. I'm talking with KUOW's Morning Edition host Emily Fox and state climatologist Nick Bond and Carl in Greenwood. Where do you go to get sunshine?
I love the areas in central and eastern Washington that don't have many trees growing. Trees are an indicator of precipitation. And there's a fascinating geological landform that we have in Washington, which is the largest catastrophic flood erosion event that ever occurred on the face of the earth. And you can start at Grand Coulee Dam, and there are other areas on a self-guided tour that you can see the results of catastrophic flooding caused by the failure of an ice dam that held Lake Missoula back. And anywhere from Grand Coulee Dam at Banks Lake in central Washington to Palouse Falls, which was created during a huge event that actually made the Snake River flow backwards. I've seen a lot of these sites, and it's absolutely fascinating. And you will get considerably more sun there than you do here.
So I'm so curious, what does that look like? I'm picturing like the Grand Canyon of Washington that no one knows about. What does it look like?
different from that. Although there are huge canyons, Banks Lake fills a large coulee, and downstream from there, the areas that were scoured out by the flooding continue down south to Soap Lake through some very, very beautiful canyon lands. But we first went out into central Washington in the mid-50s, very shortly after Banks Lake was filled. And what struck me as a young child was obvious uphill erosion. And here you had the volume, something like Lake Michigan, that was released over a period of just a very few days. And so what looked like uphill erosion was actually erosion scoured out at the bottom of this huge, fast-moving lake. The potholes were also carved out by eddies in the fast-moving water. And so it's not like the Grand Canyon, but it's very very appealing. And you can be driving along on areas that are just flat prairie land, and suddenly you're in an area that is beautiful canyons that wind around.
Carl, thank you so much. That's a really lovely description. I'm assuming it's also sunny in those places as well. But I wanted to call back to something that Carl and Greenwood said, which is that trees are a sign of precipitation. And if you're driving east on I-90, you can actually see where things switch to the sunny side of the state. There's a line where trees stop just past Clay Ellum. Have you seen that, Nick Bond?
Oh, well, sure. And yeah, and so it's really marked that, and it has to do, again, what people are talking about, this shadowing by the terrain. And it's even more dramatic in terms of how it impacts the precipitation versus the cloudiness. And so it's sunnier in eastern Washington than here, but it's a lot drier.
I wanted to bring in another listener who called in with his response. This is Steve Winnie. He lives in Everett. He watches weather reports around the state, just waiting for the right conditions.
And the first time I see a place within driving distance of Everett where it's going to be 70 degrees for the weekend, I just go there. So I don't have a specific planned destination. Some years it's caused me to go to Pendleton, Oregon, or the Tri-Cities. I wound up over in Spokane, and I wound up all over the Northwest, anywhere within about 4 or 5 hours of driving time. It's been a lot of fun. I've seen a lot of places that I never would have seen if it hadn't been for that, and I really recommend it for everybody.
Emily Fox, you said earlier that you make daily, sometimes you make weekly or weekend plans based on whether it's sunny or not, but what do you think of Steve Winnie's planning? I mean, he's like a near constant lookout for regional sunny destinations.
This is my man. I am all for that. I mean, I do a very similar thing, probably not to the extent that he does, but for example, so I moved here almost a year ago. I moved here in April last year, and I remember May rolls around. I mean, we did have some of those hot, sunny days. May rolls around for the most part. June rolls around. I'm like, it is not going to get above 65 all summer long. Here I am unpacking all my clothes from the Midwest, which is like all about the extremes, and being like, I'm not going to need this tank top anymore. I'm not going to need this crazy big fluffy sweater. And then, in June, it was like, I want to feel that heat. And so after doing this kind of daily routine of looking at what the temperature is, where the sun is in the state, you know, on a weekly or daily basis, I realized that this spring in May, I'm going to start heading to eastern Washington. I'm going to do a bike trip in Walla Walla while it's hot over there. I'm going to do a backpacking trip around Lake Chelan, you know, to feel that heat that we don't get here. And so this idea that he's going to seek out this first 70-degree weather, I'm all about it.
Now, Nick Bond, we only have about a minute left here, but I wanted to ask what you think of Steve Winnie's strategy of that, I guess, near constant vigilance when it comes to using weather reports to make plans like this to seek out sun. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, he's spot on in that it is weather dependent where it's going to be sunny. And the east side is not always sunnier than here. And in the middle of winter, they can have some low clouds down the Columbia Basin. It can be really dreary weather there. The springtime, there is a pretty consistent signal there. But and then in the summertime, there's plenty of times where the west side is just fine, and we're better off being here where it's a little more temperate than the heat in eastern Washington. So, but the idea, we're getting better at making forecasts days out of those kinds of conditions. And so you should be flexible, and you can probably find someplace you like.
Well, state climatologist Nick Bond and KUOW Morning Edition host Emily Fox, thank you both so much for coming in and talking about this.
It was a pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
And we are still looking for your answers to this question. How far outside of Seattle do you have to go to find a sunny day? What direction do you go in? Email us at record@kuow.org, tweet at us, we're at KUOW, or respond on KUOW's Facebook page. Thanks so much. This is The Record. I'm Jeannie Yandel.